Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Auntie Ben and Loretta, good evening.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just us four so far.
Okay, I'll pick up reading in Numbers 8:16. And we still speaking on the dedication of the Levites. And it goes on to say, they are mine for among all the people of Israel, and I have accepted them in the place of all the firstborn children of the Israelites. I have taken the Levites as their substitute, for all the firstborn among the people of Israel are mine, both men and animals. I claim them for myself the night I killed all the firstborn Egyptians. Yes, I have accepted the Levites in places of all the elder son of Israel, and I will give the Levite as a gift to Aaron and his son. The Levites will carry out the sacred duties required of the people of Israel in the tabernacle and will offer the people sacrifices, make an atonement for them. There will be a plague. There will be no plague among the Israelites, as there would be in the ordinary people entered the tabernacle. So Moses and Aaron and all the people of Israel dedicated the Levites carefully, following Jehovah's instructions to Moses. The Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes, and Aaron presented them to the Lord in the gesture of offering. He then performed the rite of atonement over them to purify them. After that, they went into the tabernacle as assistant to Aaron and his son. Everything was done just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The Lord also instructed Moses, the Levites are to begin serving in the tabernacle at the age of 25 and are to retire at the age of 50. After retirement, they can assist with very light duties in the tabernacle, but will have no regular responsibilities. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, we had a couple of more callers join. Good evening, Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Amen.
And Daniel, good evening.
Hi, everyone.
Good evening.
And Auntie Carrie, good evening.
Good evening.
You too,
Jimmy. You want me to do a roll call, Loretta?
Okay.
Okay. We have Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Daniel, Auntie Carrie, Mom, Loretta, and myself, Angela.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day,
Loretta,
that the Lord has made. I'm sorry.
Before you go on, is Hubert with you?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
They have a lower response to the vaccine. Some of the side effects were pain, redness and swelling at the injection site, limited arm movement, fatigue, headache, muscle, joint pain.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
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 Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. And Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line. May everyone bow their head, please.
Yeah. Good evening. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind the time and put your angels to protect us.
We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear that.
Okay. I'm going to put the phone down. Okay, I'll start over. Heavenly Father, we come to you now and in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers, Lord. Destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Oh, Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words, guide our minds to accept the teaching, and for us to seize the moment we spend together today. For where two or three are gathered together in your name, you are there in the midst of them. In all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. In your precious name, amen.
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 Amen. Okay, I'm leading the meeting, Angela.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Let's get started with the meeting. First of all, I would like to welcome Sister Shirley back. We miss you.
Amen, amen.
Okay, I will start out with Auntie Betty. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. I'm coming out of my workers. I'm reading it. Looking back, a speech from I Had a Dream, Martin Luther King. And this will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, My Country Till of Thee, Sweet Land of Liberty. Of thee I sing, land where my father died, and of the pilgrim pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. So let freedom ring from the hills of New Hampshire and from the let freedom ring, and from the mighty mountain of New York, let freedom ring from the heights of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the rocks of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the slopes of California. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from the Outlook Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill, the mole hill of Mississippi, and from every mountainside. Let freedom ring. And when this happens, and when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village, every hamlet, from every state, and every city, we'll be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men, white men, Jews, Gentiles, Protestants, and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro song, spiritual song, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
All righty. Loretta, we have another call.
Thank you for that. Auntie Betty out of the worker referencing Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go to, let's see, Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I've become not to book the song 42.
As
the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leaving the possession to the house of God. With shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festival songs. Why art you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from the mountain Mizar. Deep calls to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all of your waves of breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony, and my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalms. Next, I go to Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Come back to me, but I did want to say that Auntie Dot joined the call.
Auntie Dot, good evening.
Good
evening.
I'm sorry, did you say come back to you, Angela?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no problem. Auntie Carrie, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I want to come out of Psalm 121. God is our keeper. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord which made the heaven and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and forevermore. Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading. I'm T. Terry out of Psalms. Let's see. I will go next. My reading is out of the Red Prayer Book, and it's called True Love. We are originally made of his likeness and in the likeness of his precious Son, Jesus the Christ. We are of his design, and he knows what is best for each of us. Usually, we think we know what is best for us, and that is called pride. When we think that way, then we get in trouble. That is why the human race is so far away in their relationship with God. Instead of knowing God, they are seeking paths of enlightenment, but leaving God, their creator, out of their thinking, out of their life, being blind themselves, but think they truly see. They are those who continue stumbling down a mental path of self-deception. We think we have to do things our way because we think we know best. and all our frailty, we please need to come to God for all our needs. We need God all the time. It's God's present love for us and mercy that help us endure the hardship of life. The revelation God gives us to see and understand what is also missing in our lives or where we fall short, we are then able to realize the condition that our condition is in. The revelation from our Heavenly Father is not given to us to condemn us or to beat us, but as a loving Father, He helps us to see our need, where we fall short and need His help, which without we would never be able to make it. Our true need is to come to Him and embrace Him and all He has done for us. Him and life eternal through His Son, Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, dearly loves us. Yes, He loves and cares for us, even when we were in darkness and opposed to Him. He loved us and gave His life for us. And that love is true love. Amen.
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 Okay, all right. Next I'll go to Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Ephesians 5 through 20. It said, meditation on Ephesians. Your will, O Lord, be done, not mine. Since you did bleed for me, and now as you intercede each day, I simply plead your will be done. Eternal God of love, I welcome you into my life. Surrender my heart, mind, and soul to you. Teach me, O Lord, to walk in your love, to learn of your will as your child of light. Each day I pray that you give me strength to resist all temptation that come my way. Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit so I may know your goodness, truth, and righteousness, and help me to discern what does not please you, Lord. Oh, God, encourage me even to submit to others in love, out of revenge and obedient to Christ. As I seek to imitate your likeness, I praise your name, Lord God Almighty, with my whole heart in song and hymn. Always give thanks to God, the Father of everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on me. Let it breathe on the Spirit now. Breathe on me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Ephesians. Next, I go to Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Psalms 98, a song of praise to the Lord for his salvation and judgment. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and with the sound of a song, with triumph. Trumpets and the sounds of a horn shout joyfully before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyfully together before thee, Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people with equity. Amen.
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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that reading out of Psalms. Next, I go to Daniel. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
I just want to say hello to everybody, and I'm going to be a listener tonight. Better pass.
Oh, amen. Hello, hello.
Amen. Good evening, good evening. We love you.
Amen.
Okay, Angela, any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to pass.
Okay, Auntie Dot, any good news tonight?
Yes. I'm going to read Mark chapter 1, verse 14 to 20. Jesus announced the good news. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God had come near. Repent and believe the good news. Jesus called his first disciple. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother, Andrew, casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their net and followed him. Then he had gone a little farther. He saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their net. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and to follow him. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Let's see here. That takes us to the second shut-in. May everyone bow their heads for the second shut-in, please. But before I pray, I need to share this with you. Angela and Mom lost their preacher this week. He was 50 years of age, and I had the pleasure of hearing him preach about 13 years ago. He was wonderful. What I admired the most about him was the way he brought young men and women into his service week after week. His name is Bishop Thomas, and if we could just have a moment of silence, please.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And may God continue to bless his family and his church family. Amen.
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 Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to lay your healing hands upon Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Terry, Auntie Dot, Mother May, Uncle Willie, Uncle Gary, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Sam, the Allen family, the Thomas family, the Verner family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, Sister Shirley and family, the Simmons family, the Johnson family, SMA and family, Carlos and the Wells family, Desa Kendrick and family, the Williams family, Larissa and Jesse Verner, John Moore and family, Reggie and family, Leonard and family, the Cody family, Miss Brown family, the Moody family, Marilyn and family, Joseph and family, Mr. Q family, Vanessa and family, Cheryl and family, Ronnie McClure and family, Mary Ann and family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Ross family, Dwight Tawana and family, Bruce Edwards, Charlie and family, Ryan, Eric, Tony, Malachi, DeMarcus, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And for that, we plead the shed blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins. from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. For there is still power in the blood. In Jesus
yes.
Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached the part of our program where we honor birthdays. And we're looking at the birthday for the week of the 21st through the 27th. Any birthdays we need to recognize for that week?
Okay, I have a Deborah Williams on the 21st.
We can't hear you, Angela.
Okay, I have Deborah Williams on the 21st.
Deborah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And is the 21st to win?
To the 27th.
Okay. And Vicki Huffman on the 27th. Denise Moody on the 25th. That's all that I have. That's all, Loretta.
Okay, all right. So there's quite a few birthdays for the week of the 21st through the 27th. And let's see here. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor to sing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
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 And many, many more. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you for that song, a beautiful song, Auntie Dot. And now we are in the second part of our program where we share what's on our heart, whether it be a praise report, testimony, or a song. And I'll just go down the list. If you have something else you want to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I will start with Mom. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of the red book. It said, humble yourself before the Lord. Prayer. We give our hearts to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes belong to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time we call, you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hand to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. That reading out of the red book about humbling yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mom, for that reading. Next, I'll go to Daniel. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight? Is he still with us, Angela?
He said he was going to be a listener, Loretta.
Well, I was just saying, I was supposed to go to the doctor tomorrow to get the results on my CAT scan, so I'll let everybody know.
Okay. Amen. Okay. All right. And thank you, Daddy, and we'll be praying for you. Let's see, Daniel made a request last week about Martin Luther King's song, and I found a verse that I would like to share with the group.
Amen.
Can you hear okay?
We shall overcome.
Wonderful. Who hands it in? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, look like I would go to Auntie Betty. Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you want to share with the group tonight?
I want to share a song.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so
Bishop Alexis Thomas. We have been going to that church since 2002. Both my kids were baptized at that church. My ex-husband was baptized. I joined, and then later Mom joined. I just want to read a little bit about him. Bishop Alexis Thomas, a pillar of the African American community in Phoenix and senior pastor of Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church, died at the age of 50.
Uh-huh.
Under Thomas's leadership, the congregation of Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church grew from 200 to more than 4,000 members.
Mm.
His fervor for sharing the gospel started young. He received his license to preach at the age of 7, and by 16 had been appointed as a senior pastor of Pilgrim Rest Church. He pastored our church for 34 years. Of course, we were all shocked by the unexpected death, and we just want to keep his family in prayer. He leaves behind a wife, five boys, and his father, and a brother.
Wow, that's good.
He was such a charismatic pastor. He had very distinguished sermons. It would be like, pay your rent. he meant a lot to me. I just want to thank you guys for praying in advance for his family. I do want to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see how great, how great is our God. Is the name above all names. He is worthy of our praise. And the heart will sing how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. We'll see how great is our God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's see here. I have Hubert. Any praise report? Song, a poem, a testimony you want to share with your group tonight? Amen.
You got God in your life. Tell me, what more do you need? If you have God in your life, tell me, what more do you need? Went to the valley. The valley to pray felt so good, and I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need. Stepped in the water, water was cold. Tears dry body, but not my soul, 'cause I have God in my life. There's nothing more that I need.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Hubert. And going back to Angela, thank you for that beautiful song. If I forgot to say it, I can't remember now. Let's see here. Auntie Dot, any praise report, songs, poems you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to say, I guess, a little prayer. Dear God, help us to trust you to walk beside us through time of pain and loss. Heal us and restore peace in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh boy, just want to thank everyone for sharing. And we keep Daniel and the Thompson family in our prayer this week. Now, is there anything anyone would like to share before Angela comes to us with the closing prayer? Okay, may everyone bow their head, please.
as we close tonight, we want to ask the Lord to give, we want to give the Lord honor. Thank you, God, for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here today and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition and let it all be for your glory, God. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemies. Remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed
week. Love you, too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.